It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, how you doing this afternoon? Yes, our weather is dropping down, but after all, we live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it is January, so hey, over the next week, it's supposed to get down to maybe even 40 below. So let's see what happens. And before I get into our real discussion of soup, let's review a few things. Tonight at 6 o'clock is a soup off at the Westmark Hotel. That is a great event. You're going to have at least 10 to 12 different chefs that are making their soup. And who's going to win the golden ladle? Should be a lot of fun. Hope you're there. I'm not going to be able to make it, but hey, it's a great event. The Stone Soup, they serve over 30,000 to 40,000 meals a year. And this helps them. So think about that. You know, we have great local contributors here to people. Meals on Wheels, they deliver over 50,000 meals a year. And with them, what they do is they make sure that, you know, if a person, it's almost like they're also checking to make sure the person is okay. If the meal hasn't been eaten over a day, you know, they hang it outside or they leave it outside for the person or on their doorstep, and it's still there the next day, they're knocking on the door. So it's another great group to really appreciate. The Meals on Wheels, they've been going through a big remodel over there. They're getting bigger and better. And Stone Soup, every Monday through Friday, they're cooking for people who need food. And so hopefully you go out there tonight. Now, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. And it's going to get colder. So I thought, what type of good hearty soups would be good to make in January? Or where can you go get a good hearty soup at a great location here? The Chowder House. Oh, just the name speaks for itself. The Chowder House. They got great soups. The Blue Roof. Oh, Carla, what she does there every day. Just like the Chowder House, these are homemade scratch soups. Do you need a little tang with your soup because you need some heat and it's January? My favorite, the Pozole over at Taco King. It takes about 8 to 10 minutes for it to come out from you. And over at Taco King, they're known within 2 to 3 minutes you got great food. They're a great place to eat, but their soups, their Pozole, it's with the pork shoulder. And it comes out, and you get to put in your onion if you want. You get to put in your oregano if you want. You get to put in your chips if you want. You get to finish crafting it the way you want. You want more tomatoes? They'll give you more tomatoes. Diced tomatoes will put in there. It's wonderful. Big recommendation. The Pozole at Taco King. They also have a great chicken soup, and they also make a menudo. If you like the tripe, the meat style, that basically came out of Denver, Colorado, menudo. Oh, it's fantastic over there. But my favorite, just saying, you might have a different favorite, but my favorite is the Taco King Pozole there, right after the Windle Street Bridge, where the old Steve's Highway starts. It's incredible. Now, another great location for good Hispanic soup is the El Dorado. They have access on both 3rd and 4th Avenue. They have great soups there. They have pozole, chicken, a tortilla soup, too. So, depending on what you want, how you want it, what you know, do you want to sit in a nice cafe, bistros like the Blue Roof? Do you want to sit and have a good beer or beverage and watch sports like the El Dorado? Do you want to go get a incredible soup and sandwich. Chowder House. You got some options here. Use your options wisely. Do you want to have a great couple tacos and one of the best Hispanic Mexican soups in the state? Taco King. Get the pozole. But hey, your decision, what you want to do and how you want to do it. Now, there was a restaurant that I went to on Monday. And boy, Monday nights in January, it seems like everyone was closed. But Giraldo's was open. And me and Emily, this wonderful lady that I date, we went to Giraldo's and sat at the bar. Great bartender, great service. And, oh, just incredible food. Incredible dessert. The dessert was the ice cream spumante. It's called a spumante in Italian. And they had the strawberry, the chocolate, and the pistachio. It was fantastic. And the meal that we had there, we each had a different meal. Great shout out to Gary, his staff, his family. That's a family-run restaurant. They're not open on Sundays, but they are open on Mondays. And, you know, a lot of people, they want to be open all the time, but getting the labor, getting the staff, getting the cooks. You know, I remember talking with Kathy LaBelle, and I asked her, how many people does it take on a daily basis? You're opening up your restaurant today. How many people does it take for you to operate that restaurant today? And she went and did the calculations, and she said 31 people to be open, basically from 4 to 11 p.m. 31 people. Boy. Arlette LaBelle, she has the tap house. The whole reason why she didn't put in food was that way she didn't have to have a waitress, a dishwasher, and a cook, and multiples of those. She was in a downtown core area. She didn't want to put in food, so she couldn't get a beer and wine license. She had to get a liquor license. And that's where the fight started, because back in the days when 2 Street was 2 Street, they put in this ordinance that if you wanted to be downtown, you couldn't be a bar. You had to have a restaurant with it, you know, any new liquor licenses. So we were able to get that for our let. She's been very successful with it. But where do you go get food? She didn't want the labor. She did not want the labor. And here her parents run probably the finest restaurant, but she didn't want the labor. So great location. Well, they got 25 beers on tap, rotating kegs. Get over there. Great location. But this morning, right now, minus what, 22 below? So let's go through a few soups that you can make and enjoy. And I love a mushroom soup. And I make this one in my Lodge cast iron pot, my blue one. I got the blue one. I got the red one. You can never have enough of them. And a French mushroom soup means a couple things. You're going to have some cream in there. Oh, yeah, and a few other things. But this is... it's easy to make, and it's quick to make. You got about a 10-minute prep time of putting it all together and another 30-minute time of bringing it up to a nice bubble, a nice simmer. But here's the ingredients of my favorite French mushroom soup. You're going to get a half cup of minced onions, and I always go the yellow onions. Then you're going to need a half cup of unsalted butter divided. Now, unsalted butter, that's a baking butter. Salted butter is for cooking. Unsalted butter is for baking. And why are we using unsalted butter? Because you're going to need 6 tablespoons of all-purpose flour in this. That's right. We're thickening it up. So unsalted butter goes great with the flour. You're going to need 12 cups of homemade chicken stock or low sodium canned chicken stock, but go low sodium. Again, less salt in there. 2 sprigs of flat leaf parsley plus more for garnish. So you're going to be putting a little bit of flat leaf parsley in there, which means Italian parsley. I'm Italian. So, hey, and then more to garnish it when you're done to make that soup look wonderful. Then you're going to get one small dried bay leaf, and I always keep a bunch of those in my little bottle that I can get at Fred Meyer's. You need a pinch of dried thyme, 3 pounds of mushrooms, such as I always like the shiitake or kamini. But you can get oysters, and you're going to have these trimmed and thinly sliced. You're going to get some coarse salt, some sea salt. You're going to get a half a lemon. You're going to squeeze half lemon in there, then 4 large egg yolks, and 1 cup of heavy cream. So let's do it again. And remember, you can re-listen to this show in about a week. It's on KFAR Audio Archives. Go to Fairbanks Foodies and look up today's date. And today's date is, hey, it's Saturday. Come on. Anyway, one more time for the ingredients. A half cup of minced onions, 1 cup of unsalted butter, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, that is, 6 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 12 cups of homemade chicken stock or low-sodium canned beef broth, or chicken broth, rather, 2 sprigs of flat-leaf parsley, 1 dried bay leaf, small, 1 pinch of dried thyme, 3 pounds of mushrooms, such as the shiitake or the cremini, coarse sea salt, 1/2 juice from 1/2 lemon, 4 large egg yolks, and 1 cup of heavy cream. So what we're going to do is take our large cast iron pot, and then in it, we're going to cook the onions in 4 tablespoons of butter. Over medium heat, we're going to soften it. We're going to cook those onions for about 4 to 5 minutes. We're going to get them to where they're translucent. Then we're going to stir in our flour. And we're going to cook this over low, medium heat for, you know, our large pot is coming up to heat. So we're going to cook it without browning the butter. But we're just getting it more translucent. So right now we're in about 10 minutes. And we're going to add the stock, blending it completely with the flour. We're going to add the bay leaf and the parsley. We're going to simmer. Then we're going to strain it into a second pot in that large skillet. We're going to add the remaining tablespoons of butter. We're going to heat it over medium heat. We're going to add the cremini mushrooms. We're going to season it with salt. We're going to cook until it's softened. So this is a two-step process. I always like to use a large cast iron pot to do everything. Then when I pull everything out and I strain it, into a nice bowl. Then I put it back in my large pot. And then I put in my shiitake mushrooms, and then I add my salt, my lemon juice, and I cook until the mushrooms are deep golden brown, 8 to 10 minutes, and I'm reheating now. I'm sweating down the mushrooms. I'm getting my heat stock up. I whisk in my egg yolks into that, into my cream, into that with my stock. Then while whisking slowly, I start adding a cup of into the soup at a time to get a cream mixture. I build it all back up. I'm adding a cup at a time into the stock into with the mushrooms and my ingredients. Slowly. It's nice to simmer. You don't want your yolks to curdle, so it's slow. And I add the cooked mushrooms. Oh, boy. Put in bowls, add your garnish, your parsley, and you are good to go. Fairbanks, what we're going to do is we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. I hope you use them. They're fantastic. They're incredible. They're all local. And we'll be back after these commercials.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's here on this nice Saturday afternoon that the temperature is falling. But hey, we live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it is January. So here's another one that I've always enjoyed making. It's an Italian sausage and mushroom soup, but we throw in a little bit of angel hair pasta. This is what you're going to need. You're going to need a couple tablespoons of olive oil, 1 1/4 pounds of mild Italian sausages, not medium, but mild. You can go sweet if you want, but not hot. 1 onion chopped, not diced, chopped, so you're going to give it some zest there, some body. 3 garlic cloves that are minced, 1 pound of mushrooms sliced. And again, the brown, the cremini, the white, the button mushrooms are all good. 7 cups of low-sodium canned chicken broth or homemade stock. 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1/4 teaspoon of dried red pepper flake. That gives a little bit of zest. 4 tablespoons of fresh chopped parsley. 1 3/4 teaspoons of salt. 1/4 pound of angel hair pasta. Oh, yeah. That's where we start getting our real Italian. And then 1/8 teaspoon of fresh ground pepper. So what we're going to do, in my blue large pot, cast iron, I heat 1 tablespoon of the oil over moderate heat, add the sausage, and I cook. What I'm doing is I'm cooking the sausage till about 10 minutes. I'm going to cook it through. Not quite all the way, but just, you know, so I can cut it up and not have it fall apart. Then I'm going to remove it, and when it's cool enough to handle, I'm going to cut the sausages into 1/8 inch slices. Then I'm going to heat in that lodge. I'm going to heat the remaining tablespoon of olive oil, and we're putting a flavor from that olive oil that we cooked the sausage in. We're putting a flavor in our sausage and mushroom soup from the olive oil. So we're adding back another tablespoon in the pot. Over moderately low heat, we're adding the onion, the garlic, and we're cooking and stirring occasionally until the onion is translucent, but be careful with the garlic. I always put the garlic in about 2 minutes after I put the onion in. Anyway, this is about a 5-minute process. Then we're going to add our thin sliced mushrooms, and we're cook until golden brown for 8 to 10 minutes. And again, we're golden browning them, we're reducing it. Then we're adding our broth, our thyme, our red pepper flake, 2 tablespoons of parsley and salt to the pot. We're going to bring it to the boil. Then we're going to reduce it to heat and simmer it, partially covered for 15 minutes. Then we're going to stir in the sausage and bring it back to a boil. Then we're going to add the pasta, reduce the heat, cover it, simmer it just till it's done. Angel hair pasta cooks really fast, so it's about 3 to 5 minutes. Then we're going to stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons of parsley and the black pepper, and you are good for service. How does that sound? sound good. Hope you'll enjoy it. So, hey, also, I'm going to, how long have I been getting recipes here? I'm going to read you a recipe that I got from 2002, and it's Applebee's Baked French Onion Soup. Yeah, I don't even know if Applebee's even makes this anymore. But it's from a buddy of mine, Eric Forney. And he sent me Applebee's Baked French Onion Soup. And he goes, David, don't try to find this one on the menu at Applebee's because this isn't there. Though it's the most popular soup served each day at this huge restaurant chain, this is first of several big soup clones we'll unveil to you here in the next few weeks and help you to get through the cold winter. Exactly. And this was, even though this was July, I'm in Alaska, so he knows. He goes, they're all cinched to make. Just make sure you have some oven-safe soup bowls for this one, since we have to broil it a bit before serving. Under the gooey melted provolone of the original version you get from Applebee's is a unique round crouton that is made from bread similar to the hamburger bun. So that's exactly what we'll use in our clone. So we're going to need, for this clone of Applebee's oven-baked French soup, we're going to need 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 3 white medium onion slices. Again, there's a lot of crying involved in this. Oh, they get me. 8 cups of beef broth, and Swanson, even back then, Swanson was the best. 1 cup of water, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1.5 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 5 plain hamburger buns, 10 slices of provolone cheese, and 10 teaspoons, rather, of shredded Parmesan cheese. So, number 1, add the 3 tablespoons of olive oil to the soup pot or saucepan over medium-high heat. Add the sliced onions and saute for 20 minutes until the onions begin to soften and start to become translucent. You don't have to brown them. Add the beef water, add the beef broth, the water, the salt, the garlic powder, and the black pepper to the pan and bring the mixture to the boil. When the soup begins to boil, reduce the heat and simmer for 45 minutes. You're cooking them onions through. To make the croutons, cut off the top of each of the top of the hamburger bun so you'll have bread the same thickness as the bottom of each half of the bun. Throw away the tops or use them for something else. Now you should have 10 round pieces of bread, 5 bottom buns, 5 top buns. With the top buns cut off, preheat the oven to 325 degrees. Place the bread in the oven directly on the rack and bake for 15 to 20 minutes or until each piece is a golden brown and crispy. Set these croutons aside until you need them. They went from hamburger buns to croutons. When the soup is done, spoon about 1 cup into an oven-safe bowl, float a crouton on top of the soup, then place a slice of provolone cheese on top of the crouton. Sprinkle 1/2 a teaspoon of shredded Parmesan cheese over each of the provolone. Place the bowl into an oven-safe high broil. Broil the soup for about 5 to 6 minutes or until the cheese is melted and starting to brown. You may need to broil longer if depending on the size of your bowl. Sprinkle an additional 1/2 teaspoon of shredded Parmesan cheese over the top of the soup and serve. Repeat the process to prepare the remaining services. So I was like, I haven't done this in a while, but I'd always enjoyed doing this at about 4 at a time, and it really, really helped. And it's Applebee's baked French onion soup. They don't do it there anymore. Then again, I haven't been to Applebee's in a number of years, so what the heck. Now, we all remember Two Rivers Lodge, and it burnt down 2 years ago. Very sad, they're rebuilding it. But the person who really put that on the map was Tony Marsico. And one of the first soup cookbooks I ever bought was from Tony. And this is before he owned it. This is when he was a chef out there. Tony Marsico was the person who made that restaurant. Anyway, so he wrote this book, A Year of Soups, 52 soups from one of Alaska's highly acclaimed restaurants at Two Rivers Lodge. And he even cited for me. And of 1984, 85, and it was A Year of Soups by Anthony J. Marsico. He signed it and he said, good cooking. And this, his acknowledgments are, thanks to Ellen Sewell for being so IBM compatible, to James Smith for his illustrations, and to Don and Stasha Troutman, who gave me the ingredients, kitchen, and the support possible to make this book. So these are his that he would make out there. And then I'm going to give you a couple ones. The one is the Scalpino Two Rivers. Scalpino is a hearty seafood soup. I mean, there's many ways to make it, but it's hearty and it's elegant. And this is how he does it. This is how Tony did it. This is an exotic adaption of a San Francisco-style Scalpino that is rich in Alaska shrimp, scallops, and Dungeness crab. Page 14, if you ever find this book. So he gets 6 cups of chicken stock or clam juice. Make your chicken stock. You can look that up on how to do that. I mean, your shrimp stock, I'm sorry. You're going to need 1/2 pound of sea scallops, whole or diced if too large. 1/2 pound of Dungeness crab meat, shucked. So after it's all shucked, you need 1/2 pound of the meat. 1/2 pound of peeled and divine shrimp. 1 16-ounce cans of diced tomatoes in juice. 5 celery stalks chopped medium, 1 onion chopped medium, 1 green bell pepper finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of coarsely chopped cilantro, 1/4 cup of oil, 6 dashes of Tabasco, or to taste, I always put in 8, 4 cloves of garlic mashed, 1 tablespoon of red pepper flakes, and 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. In a heavy saucepan, heat the oil. This is where you really want something like your Blue Lodge pot. Heat the oil. Add the celery, onion, pepper, garlic, red pepper flakes, and cilantro. Cook on medium-high heat for 10 minutes or until the vegetables are tender but not mushy. Set vegetables aside. Heat the shrimp stock. We're having a little bit of an earthquake at this moment. How about that? Set the vegetables aside, even though we're having an earthquake, I'm still doing my production here. Yeah. Heat the shrimp stock, add the Tabasco, tomatoes, Worcestershire sauce, bring to a broil, drop in the shrimp and scallops, let it boil until cooked, add vegetables and crab, correct the seasoning, and serve. It serves it. You might hear some people out in the hallway here that are survived our event of, hey, only on Fairbanks Foodies when I'm recording this do we have a wonderful seafood from Alaska from Tony Marsico, accompanied by a nice 6 Richter scale earthquake that lasts for 40 seconds. Was that good or what? Can we have a show or what? We survived the 27 below today. We survived the earthquake. We had a great Fairbanks Foodie show. That's it for me. That's it for today. Again, be careful out there. Baby, it's cold outside. Enjoy yourself. And remember, any of these shows, come back and listen to again at KFARradio.com. Go to the audio archives. We're at Fairbanks Foodies. And you can enjoy the show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.